The rousingly patriotic Keep the Home Fires Burning by Ivor Novello, one of the most popular songs of the First World War. But 100 years on, what started as remembering a pivotal moment in the nation's history has turned into a debate about how to commemorate the war in modern Britain. And it's already led to a war of words between historians and academics on the one hand and the Education Secretary Michael Gove. Mr. Gove says schools should present the conflict as a just war which fought German expansionism and defended freedom. He's attacked some academics and television program makers, accusing them of promoting what he's described as left-wing myths, clearing Germany of blame. He's even attacked the TV comedy programme Blackadder, saying it belittles Britain's wartime efforts. That prompted a furious backlash, with Gove accused of jingoism and of misunderstanding historical complexities. But away from the politics of the commemorations, the National Archive is digitising thousands of pages of soldiers' diaries as part of a £50 million government programme marking the centenary. They detail everything from the terrors of war to sports matches and daily life in the trenches. Jeremy Banning is a military historian and says these accounts are still shedding new light on life during the war.
The project that took the last couple of years or so for people to scan these millions of pages has made the diaries accessible to everyone now. If your relative served out on the Western Front or wherever, in whatever theatre of war in the Great War, then you can then access their unit war diary and find out where they were at any one time. And that's critical, because that then places that man on the battlefield, and you can then literally follow in their footsteps, going over to France and Flanders and following them around the battlefield. So it's a really important opportunity for not just historians, but those interested in family history to be able to find out more about their forebears.
Britain's last survivor of World War I, Harry Patch, died in 2009. He was 111. So given the amount of time that's passed since the guns fell silent in 1918, is there really anything more to be learned? For Jeremy Banning, historians have still only scratched the surface.
If you want to say what's the next big thing in First World War study, research, it is actually using the German archives. And to me, it seems remarkable that we haven't done so, that generally, academically, it just hasn't been done. The archives in Munich and Stuttgart are literally untouched. They're covered in piles of dust. You blow the dust off these documents. They just haven't been looked at since when they were being bound up in the 1920s. And so they give you the opportunity to, if you're looking at a key event, for example, to look at the British sources, to look at the personal accounts of a soldier who was there, how they fought, but also see, then look at the German sources as well, to use everything that you can to find out what happened. And that, to me, is very exciting. It means that this war where everyone says, oh, surely you know all about that now, but you've been researching it for years, it's 100 years ago, surely you must know all about that. Actually, I can say no, we know very, very little. What we know, in many cases, is incorrect.
London and other British cities contain many monuments to those who fell. Every year the nation pays tribute to the dead at the Cenotaph and elsewhere. But is this the best way to commemorate something as complex as World War I, or does it leave out important parts of the story? Sam Edwards is a lecturer in US and European history at Manchester Metropolitan University, and he's written extensively about war commemorations.
I mean, this is, as we head towards the centennial, obviously it's an opportunity for us to reconsider and to rethink about this conflict. And for me, I mean, first and foremost, we have to draw attention to the fact that this conflict produced enormous numbers of casualties and of deaths. So acknowledging the deaths of this conflict must be primary. But at the same time, I think that as we head towards 100 years distance, I think this is an opportunity for us to reconsider, to look again at this conflict and to think as well about what it meant in terms of the 20th century more broadly, and perhaps and what it meant in terms of us and of who we are today.
Opinion polls suggest more than two-thirds of Britons want Remembrance Day this year to be designated as a national holiday, and the government has planned a series of events. But the lasting legacy of World War I and how best to mark it is still an open question.